Well, I would like you to turn to 2 Corinthians. That's where we're going to begin. Chapter 2. And we are going to start in verse 14. So let me know when you're there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So 2 Corinthians 2:14, this is Paul speaking to the church at Corinth. And one of the things he says out of many, many, many things he has told the church, as we know, he says, "Now thanks be to God who always," does it say sometimes? It says always, "leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I want you to read that carefully. Amen. This is what Paul is saying to the church, and this is what God is telling us today. Thanks be to God the Father who always leads us in triumph. In other words, he always causes us to triumph. And through us diffuses, or another word for it is spreads, the fragrance of his knowledge of him everywhere, in every place. Amen. And I want you to hone in on these few words. We are, the word says that we are triumphant in Christ. Mm-hmm. We triumph in Christ. And this is a powerful statement because it's rooted in the belief that through faith in Jesus, believers, that's us, right? Experience victory and a sense of triumph even in the face of adversity. Amen?
Amen.
And that is an encouraging word for all of us. Amen. Because as we know, life is full of battles. Life is full of struggles. Life has moments where sometimes we may feel defeated. Have you ever felt defeated in an area in your life? But here Paul is telling us that as believers, we're not fighting. Listen to me. We are not fighting for victory. We are walking in victory because of Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And this is what this verse is telling us in 2 Corinthians 2:14, that we are not just fighting for victory. We no longer have to fight, because we are walking in victory because of Christ, because of the cross, because Christ defeated already at the cross our enemy, mm-hmm, and our challenges and our struggles. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, do they still come? Are we exempt for struggles and challenges and trials and tribulations? No, we're not. But what the word is telling us today, that through all that, you can still walk your victory dance. Amen. And that through all that, you can triumph in those circumstances. So what Paul is doing here today, he's giving God praise for always leading us, him himself and the church, in triumphal victory through our union with the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's break down the verse just a little bit more, right? But in Paul's day, the word, this word triumph, right, was associated with the triumphal procession, almost like a parade. It was a victorious Roman general, right? For the Roman being victorious through an adversity, maybe a battle. Amen. So when a Roman general had won a notable victory, he would march his armies through the streets. Amen. Just like we do in parades, march his armies through the streets, followed by his captives, right? And even the spoils of battle were being displayed and given to people. And on top of that, they would carry censers, and censers were containers that burned incense. So they would carry this throughout the parade and dispense a pleasant aroma. Amen. Have you ever diffused, an oil of fragrance in your home with a diffuser? Or have you ever turned on like a little stick of an incense and it gave just a nice smelling aroma in your home? So this is what throughout the parade, these Romans would be carrying these containers, diffusers, amen, and it would be dispensing a pleasant aroma. So what Paul is stating here, that we share in Christ's victorious procession as believers, as his sons and daughters. And Paul is also alluding to the censers of that sweet aroma as being like the knowledge of Christ spreading everywhere. Amen. When you turn on a diffuser and or even burn incense, there is an aroma that travels right through your home. Amen. So he's comparing and using this metaphor as a sweet aroma. It's like having that knowledge of Christ that we as believers, we need to spread around to others. Amen.
Yes.
That's sharing the gospel. Hallelujah. So in these verses, we can see that it's not only the fact that we can see, but it's also reminding us, amen, that God leads us. He gives us victory. He made us overcomers and uses the word of God, uses the word that we have, his message, his gospel message that we can spread through the world today. Amen. And this is what this verse is really speaking to us. Amen. And I just love the fact that it uses the word triumph, because it's like, wow, that's a really powerful word. Amen. But God is saying it in his Bible, if he placed it in scripture, and if he's telling us that in everything we can have victory, amen, that we are more than overcomers, that we triumph because of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's what you should take. Amen. This is what you have to believe, that in Christ you are more than an overcomer. In Christ you triumph. In Christ he leads us to triumph. In Christ, amen, you are victorious. In Christ, the enemy has been defeated. In Christ, you are more than an overcomer. In Christ, because of the knowledge that he placed in you already, you right. can turn to others and spread the gospel message. Amen. Spread the good news. Amen. So I want to go through these 4 points today. Amen. And let's start with God leading us to triumph, because Paul uses this imagery of a triumphal procession, which, like I said before, it was referring to this grand parade held by a Roman general who won a major victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And as they marched through the city with his soldiers, hallelujah, they displayed the captured enemies. They displayed the treasures they had conquered. Amen. And it's the same in Christ. We have victory in Christ. We're not just victorious because of our own strength, but because of what Christ has already done for us at the cross. He won the ultimate battle through his death and resurrection. Amen. So let's read some of that. Amen. Colossians. Let's turn to Colossians 2:15. Hallelujah. I'm here today. God wants to encourage you that if you're going through any difficulties, if you're going through anything, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. You are more than an overcomer. You will triumph through whatever it is that you're going through. All you got to do is put your faith in Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is, he's encouraging us today. Amen. Let's Amen. Go to Colossians. Amen. I'm going to need a couple more seconds to get there. But Colossians 2:15, it says, having disarmed, it's talking about God, right? About the Lord Jesus, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. So Jesus not only conquered Satan and his forces, he also spoiled them. He stripped them of all their power and authority. And he also made an exhibit of them because today they are a defeated foe. You got to understand that Satan is under our feet. He has been fully defeated by Jesus Christ. Amen. This is why the Lord says, again, I need you to take these words into content here. We are not fighting for victory. We are walking in victory already because of what Christ did at the cross. Amen. You got to get this. Amen. Because when you know what you have, when you know what you already have, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't need to go for it. You don't need to ask for it. You don't need to pray for it. You already have it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Paul says God leads us, right? He causes us to triumph. And what this means, that we are not leading ourselves, church. God is the one guiding us. Even when we do not understand our circumstances, you got to know that you know that you can trust God, that he is directing our path. Amen. And now for the third Sunday in a row, amen, God has brought again this verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Three Sundays in a row, God has shown me this scripture. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Amen. You cannot lean, church, we cannot lean on our own understanding. But it says in all your ways, we have to acknowledge him, who? Christ. Amen. And he's the one that's going to direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Why can't we lean on our own understanding? Because what the Lord has given us is supernatural wisdom and supernatural understanding, and that only comes from God. Amen. Our carnal mind cannot understand the spiritual things and the supernatural things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our carnal mind does not know what's going to happen tonight, tomorrow, or the next day. But the Spirit of God does. Amen. So this verse is leading us. And it's saying we have spiritual victory. Amen. So this verse suggests that God leads believers in a triumphal procession or victory, and that through them, the knowledge of Christ is made known. Amen. Through us, through the believers, the knowledge of the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, is made to us. In other words, God is revealing his Son, Jesus Christ, every day, daily in our lives. Amen. This is not something that we can do on our own. It is the Spirit of God that reveals truth to us.
Amen.
It is the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the counselor. Amen. The one that guides, the one that is giving us the wisdom that we need. Amen. Every day, so we can triumph against anything that comes against us. Amen. Number two, we are more than an overcomer. Let's turn to the book of Romans 8:37. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all things, right? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And in any situation, Yeah. Amen. In any situation, we are more than conquerors. Amen. We believers, through the love of God, through His love, are not just survivors, but we are victorious and triumphant in the face of adversity. Amen. Hallelujah. So even when we're facing challenges, or we may be suffering through something, believers, us Christians today, we can find strength. We can find confidence in our faith. Amen. Knowing that we are part of Christ's victory.
Amen.
Do you understand that we are His sons and daughters, and He has freely given us, amen, victory. Why? Because we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord. You, church, you are fully equipped with God's love. Hallelujah. You have the faith of Jesus Christ in you. Hallelujah. You don't need any more faith. You have enough. Amen. Because God is enough. Amen. So how can we be more than conquerors? You know, you may be asking, how can we be more than conquerors? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, it's a question that you might be saying, but how can I be more than a conqueror, right? Well, conquerors have the victory and the spoils of war, right? We're talking about the Romans before, right? When they won when they had a notable victory, but they have to fight for them to get them, right? Mm-hmm. And we are more than conquerors because we have victory and all the spoils of war, but we didn't do the fighting. You understand? Jesus fought and won the battle for us. And all we have to do is receive the benefits.
Amen.
And thus being more than a conqueror. Amen. Hallelujah. You didn't have to perform. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to do any works. Amen. Like the Romans, they fought the battle and they won. But in Christ already fought the battle and He won. He defeated. And because He defeated, now we benefit from his conquering the enemy. Mm-hmm. From defeating the enemy. Amen. We benefit, and all we gotta do is spread your arms, right? Pull out your hands. And just receive all that God has for you. Amen?
Amen.
So you can be more than a conqueror. That's how. Amen. You don't need to do anything. It's already freely given to you because you are a daughter or a son of the King. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, come on. These benefits, amazing. Number three, we are the fragrance of Christ. So Paul continues in these verses. He's saying, you know, that through us, God spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Amen. Haven't we spread the gospel to others? Haven't we spread the gospel to our families, even to coworkers, and sometimes even on the streets? You know, you can put a smile and amen and give a smile to somebody that maybe had a rough day, and that very smile, amen, is a fragrance of a beautiful aroma that is knowing the knowledge of Him, but you using your mouth to flash into others, amen, so they can see that you have the joy of the Lord, because when you smile, amen, it speaks volume to others. When you laugh, it speaks volume to others. Amen. So what Paul is saying here, that through God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the one that once we know the knowledge, we have the knowledge, we have the revelation of God, the Son of God in us. Amen. That we can begin to spread His fragrance, His gospel message. Amen. In a Roman victory parade, like we said before, incense would be burnt as part of that celebration, creating a sweet-smelling aroma on the streets. Amen. But today, our lives as believers should reflect Christ in such a way that people sense His presence through us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you ever been in a room and you look around and people are looking at you? Amen. And they're probably just attracted to that fragrance, to the light that is shining upon you. And it's all because of God, because of God living in the inside of you, because of that light that is inside of you. It just shining out unto others. That fragrance of the knowledge of God that you have is spreading unto others. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. Let's go to chapter 5, verse 16. Are you learning something today? Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. God is just making you aware of what we have as believers. Amen. We already have it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's ours. It is ours. The victory is ours. Amen. Matthew 5:16, it says here, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are called the light of the world, church, right? And this light that the Lord put in us, in his children, we are his children. Amen. It's not expressed only by words, but sometimes actions. Our actions speak louder than words. But if all we do is act right, people will maybe make attribute of our goodness, you know, the goodness that we have, amen, or to our upbringing. They say, oh, well, you know, you were raised with two parents living at home. You didn't go through a divorce, amen, through divorced parents, or, you know, you had it good, you know, while you were growing up. But we have to, you know, we have to understand that it's not only, right, in our upbringing. Sometimes some of us have had the privilege of growing up in a home that was not broken. Amen? Some of us had that privilege. Many of us have not. Many of us come from broken homes. Amen? So sometimes, right, sometimes, you know, we have to be careful that as Christians, as believers, that even though we may be acting right, even though we can attribute, you know, the part that we were raised in a great home, or maybe we had really good foster parents at one point, you know, for those that were given up for adoption. But we have to realize that that's not all. At the end of the day, we have to give glory to God. Amen. We have to give glory to God for his goodness, because at the end of the day, it's not just about acting right. It's about who it is that's living in the inside of you, who it is that redeemed you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So even though, hallelujah, even though, you know, glory to God that even though you came from a broken home, hallelujah, the Lord has redeemed you. The Lord has given you the power to forgive. The Lord is the one that's giving you, hallelujah, the words and the affirmation that you are my daughter. You are my son. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I never left you during those times. Maybe when we were broken, maybe when there was an abuser, hallelujah, that harmed us, amen, or maybe when we went through some suffering when we were, you know, younger, amen, but the Lord has always been there, amen, and for that I am grateful for, and for these amen. Times, we got to give glory to God, because God was always there, amen. It was the evil person that caused harm. It was the evil abuser that caused harm, but God was present with you, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And he plays that light, that shining light, that light of his message, the light of his love in the inside of you so that you can spread it out. And that's why we are called. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of Amen. The world. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But also, check this out. If we are the light, can we also be the opposite? Even as Christians, right? So a fragrance to some could be an odor to others. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Paul explains that to those who are being saved, we are a pleasing aroma. Yes, we are pleasing aroma to those who reject Christ. Amen. I mean, you know, through the sharing of the gospel, right? Through the sweet aroma and the fragrance that we carry, we have brought other people to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I remember when Vinny's daughter Leslie, right? She was invited by Reverend Rosemary. And then Leslie invited Vinny to Promise Christian. Amen. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fragrance, the aroma. Amen. That smell of life. Amen.
Amen.
That brought them into the house of the Lord. God, mm-hmm. God used people, amen, and placed his knowledge in people. And from that knowledge came a sweet smelling fragrance or aroma that drew people to himself. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But look at this. But sometimes, you know, people who reject Christ, you know, we don't always hit a home run, amen? Because what happens sometimes, the smelling aroma, hallelujah, it could be a smell of death. It could be a smell of death. Some will be drawn to the gospel while others will reject it. But our job, amen, as believers, is to remain faithful in the spreading of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Amen? Because sometimes if we're not walking right, if we're not walking right, if we're not walking by the fruit of the Spirit, if we're not walking and being connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, your fragrance is going to give an odor to others. So how can you draw others to Christ when that smell coming from around you is a smell of death? Amen. You follow what I'm saying? This is why it's so important for us to remain and maintain ourselves on the rock, on the foundation. But a lot of us, for whatever reason, amen, we fall and then we don't want to get back up. And we continue to go back to our old ways and we go astray. Amen. I've seen many believers, amen, fall. And when they fall hard. And they're not making any attempts to get back to the word. They're not making any attempts to repent because they're so angry. Angry at God for whatever happened. Amen. So now they're living their life with anger and bitterness. Amen. With unforgiveness. Amen. And when somebody that does not know Christ, amen, comes around them, what they're going to get is a smell of death. It's a smell of spiritual death. Amen. It's an odor. Amen. And the Lord does not want that for his sons and daughters. No. Amen. He's telling us you got to draw closer and closer to the gospel. So that even when others reject the gospel, amen, what you have left in them is a good seed. It's a good seed because a good seed will bear good fruit. But amen. A bad seed, a bad smelling odor, a bad smelling aroma will produce bad fruit. Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So our job is to remain faithful to the gospel, remain faithful, remain connected to the vine, to the yes. vine. We are yes. the branches. Yes. Hallelujah. We have to remain connected to the vine,
amen.
Who is God, who is the amen. One that gives you the knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ, who's the one that's constantly talking to you, revealing to you. Amen. And the fragrance of Christ's knowledge, hallelujah, refers to the way believers, that's us, through their lives and actions, reveal to others the beauty and the truth of the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
That's the fragrance that we have as believers because we have the knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ. We have Amen. The truth of the gospel. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And yes, we can reveal God's goodness, God's faithfulness, God's beauty to others. Amen. And this is what Christ wants for us. Amen. He's given us a mission. He says, you're my disciples. Now go and make other disciples. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's not enough to be saved. You got to walk the walk. You got to walk what you preach, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Bullet point number 4 is about our mission. It's about spreading the knowledge of Christ. So here in these verses, Paul also emphasizes that God spreads the knowledge of him, of himself through us. Amen. So this Amen. Means that every believer, that's us, we are believers of Christ. We play a role in making Christ known, right? Right? Like I said before,
yes.
Leslie made Christ known to Sister Venite.
Yes.
And that is done through our words. I met somebody, a friend of a friend of a friend, who was selling candles, amen, years ago. And through her actions, through what I witnessed, her posture, her conduct, amen, the words that she spoke into my life, she invited me to a church, and I was drawn from her to go to church. Amen. And a few months later, I was saved. Amen. My salvation didn't take place right away because I already had been, condemned by other Christians in the past, shamed. Amen. So I didn't really trust people. But I said, you know what? I witnessed her conduct. There was a sweet-smelling fragrance that I felt from her. Amen. And that was the love of God. That was light, beauty, truth shining out of her. Amen. That led me to go to a church and receive salvation months later. Amen. But praise to God, I'm here today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Amen. somebody took the knowledge of Christ and spread the good news to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And in one Amen. Way or another, we've all been there. Amen. Not only were we the receiver, but we were also the giver of the good news of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
So through our words, we are called to share the gospel boldly. So let's turn to Romans 1:16. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is just revealing himself today through scripture like he does all the time. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Romans 1:16, this is what it says. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Meaning the Gentiles. Amen. We're the Gentiles. Amen. If you're not Jewish, even though I have 3% Jewish in my blood, amen, you're Gentile. Amen. So the gospel is the power of God that reveals and releases the effects of salvation in our lives. And salvation is so much more than just being born again. This refers to every benefit, church. We're talking about the benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Triumphal benefits. This refers to every benefit that the believer is entitled to through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So if you're not experiencing the abundance that the Lord Jesus provided for you in any area of your life, then you're not having, then that means, honestly, you're having a problem understanding or believing the gospel.
Amen.
Because Christ is being revealed every day through you as believers. But we as believers, we should be experiencing the abundance that the Lord provided already at the cross for us.
Amen.
It's already done.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the provisions of Christ. Amen. Let's turn to Amen. Philippians 1:27. Are we there? Philippians 1:27. And it says, only let your conduct, right, be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, this is Paul speaking, right? I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's talking to believers. He's talking to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. It's through our actions. Our lifestyle should align every day, not just on Sundays. Every day should align with the message we preach. Amen. So
Amen.
Paul wasn't just he wasn't just exhorting the Philippian church, right, individually to strive for the faith of the gospel, but he was specifically, when we read these verses, amen, he was exhorting them to strive together collectively with one mind of the faith of the gospel.
Amen.
I mean, we read it right here. In one spirit, one mind, striving together. That's what the message said. That's what the verses said. Amen. And I believe there's some things the Lord wants to accomplish that, honestly, church, cannot be accomplished on just an individual level. In other words, I cannot build the sanctuary. I need help in order to build a sanctuary that's going to be in Shirley. Amen. We need to do it together. Amen. Together.
Amen.
Like-minded believers. So there has to be unity in the body of Christ. There has to be unity in the vision that God placed on the shepherd of the church. There has to be unity, amen, among us believers in the church.
Amen.
So
amen.
The way Paul spoke in these verses indicates that he had the power, amen, to choose whether he lived or died. That means, church, we have the power to choose whether we live or die. And I'm gonna take it as spiritually, amen? Because
amen.
How many know that you can be walking, being a Christian, amen, and you call yourself a Christian, but you are walking spiritually dead?
Mm-hmm.
That means that your aroma, your fragrance is not smelling very well, amen? To others. Amen. Yeah, you
Amen.
Follow what I'm saying? This is what Paul is saying in these letters. So there has to be an understanding in light of these scriptures. It is appointing, and he says, it is truly appointed unto men once to die. Amen. And I want to go back to that life and spiritual death. Amen. Because, you know, I'm going to talk about healing here. Amen. Again, amen. You got the power whether to live or die. If you have been diagnosed with a symptom, amen, and if you keep seeing yourself, like I said last week, in a casket, or you keep putting yourself together and talking to your kids about your death and that you only have so many months to live if you get a bad report from the doctor, well, guess what's going to happen? You're going to die. Amen. But if you turn things around and you begin to confess that the healer is living in the inside of you, that the great physician is already done, hallelujah, that he already provided through his son, Jesus Christ, healing for you, that over 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus took upon him, amen, the death of everyone, amen, hallelujah, by his stripes, you will be healed, amen, because you were healed over 2,000 years ago. It's a matter of, you know, I don't know about you, but God forbid I'm diagnosed with something, I'm going to turn to the Word. I'm going to turn
Amen.
To the Lord. And I'm going to get I'm going to keep speaking words of life over my life. Amen. Because
yes.
You know, I don't want to die yet. Amen. I got work
Amen.
To do for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to confess and I'm going to declare and I'm going to be speaking. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I got right standing with God. He loves me unconditionally. By his stripes, I'm already healed because the Son of God, Jesus Christ, he already bore all my sickness and infirmities at the cross. Amen. Amen. So you got to confess. You got to declare and you have to know that you know that you know. And it has to be a revelation from God that you have been healed.
Amen.
You gotta walk in it, church. You don't ask for something you already have. Amen.
Thank him for it.
Amen. Walk with gratitude. Amen. And we know that no one lives forever. Hallelujah. But we live and we live and we await the second coming of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Christ is going to come again.
Yes.
But through faith, you know, through faith, believers can prolong their days on the earth or shorten them through unbelief.
Amen.
You understand? I mean, this is the word. Let's go to Hebrews 9:27, right? Let's go to Hebrews 9:20. I'm almost done, church. I'm almost done. But this is revealing us truth. We're talking the word of God here. He reveals truth. Hebrews 9:27. And it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Amen. We know this. Amen. Yes, it is appointed. Hallelujah. But by faith, hallelujah, by faith, by believing and trusting God, guess what? You can prolong your days here on earth. Amen. You can. Amen. Yeah. You know, if whatever symptoms you have, like I said it before, if I've had a headache, if I get pain on my body, I begin to speak to my body. I'm not going to run to medicine. I said, no pain. You have to go in the name of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. I am triumphant because the Lord Jesus already defeated you. You cannot. Amen. You cannot place sickness on me. You cannot place pain on me. You got to go in Jesus' name. I mean, I begin to speak. And I begin to declare the word over my life. And guess what? I don't even know what happens, but it just goes. It goes away. So I firmly believe that we as Christians, as believers, we can prolong our days. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And everywhere we go, you know, the fragrance of Christ should not be limited to church, but it should be evident in our homes, in the workplaces, in our communities. Wherever you go, you should be spreading the fragrance of Christ wherever you go. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, triumph in Christ is not about what we do. Amen. Listen to me. Being triumphant in Christ is not about what we do, but who we are in Christ. We are a child of God. We have been forgiven, and we are heirs to his eternity. We are heirs forever and ever. We are his sons and daughters. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. I'm just going to make an illustration here. And I think we have one more scripture. Amen. But this is a word from God. And there's so much revelation in these verses. Amen. But I'm going to illustrate something. Amen. I'm not into boxing. Amen. But in 1997 was when I received the Lord. And I don't know if you guys are familiar. In 1997. You know, Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield, right? They had a boxing match, amen. And that was one of the fights that many people don't forget because it was in that fight that Tyson bit right, are part of Holyfield's ear, right?
Ear.
Amen. So in that fight, amen, obviously, he lost, Mike Tyson lost, and Holyfield won the match because Tyson was disqualified, right? And but then, you know, when Holyfield won the match, right, he got paid, right? He got a nice chunk of check, right? He probably got paid a few million dollars for winning the fight, right? So, you know, hear me out, right? So he goes home, right? And he gives the check to his wife. Hey, honey, you know, here's my my payment for beating, yeah, not that he really beat Tyson, but it was a good fight, amen. But I won. They paid me. Here's my check. Go. So the wife deposits the check, and she goes out and spends some of that money, amen. Mm-hmm. Did she fight the battle? Did she deserve that money, amen? She didn't do anything, right? She didn't get her ear bit or anything like that. She didn't have bruises. Amen. She wasn't in pain because of the fight. And she certainly didn't win the fight. Her husband did. But she went out shopping and she benefited from his winnings. Amen. Yes. And that's how you have to see yourself. You didn't have to perform. You didn't earn it. Amen. You didn't have to do anything. But through Christ, amen, it's not what you did, amen, it's who you are in Christ,
yes, are
that you are benefiting,
yep,
amen, from all spiritual blessings, amen, that God has already given to us, amen. You have full access to everything, amen,
yes,
to all the benefits. You have full access to walk and do your victory dance in any area of your life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to our last scripture. Amen. I believe this is the last one. First John 5. Let's go to the back of the Bible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
Because he's teaching us so many good things. Amen. 1 John 5, let's go to verses 4-5. And it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You hear that?
Our faith.
Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen.
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 You see that?
Amen.
That is by faith. The spirit is the part of us that is born of God. Our spirit is born again when we get,
amen,
saved. So the spirit part of us always overcomes. Amen. If we aren't overcoming situation, it's because we're not walking after the spirit. If we're not overcoming, it's because we're not walking after the spirit. Faith overcomes the world, and that is such a true statement right here. Faith is powerful, and every born again believer has God's kind of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone has the Lord's faith. Amen. You don't need to get more. You don't need to have less. No. You have the exact amount of faith to overcome the world because it's by faith through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So 2 Corinthians 2:14 reminds us believers, us Christians, that we are part of Christ's victory procession. God is,
amen,
leading us. We are victorious in him. We are more than overcomers. And we have the privilege of spreading the knowledge of Christ to the world. Amen. The triumph,
amen,
is ultimately attributed to God because it is God who empowers believers to live victoriously in Christ Jesus by faith. Amen. So my prayer is that we all walk confidently in the victory of Christ.
Yes.
Allowing his presence. We need to allow the Lord's presence to shine through us, bringing life and hope to a world that is in desperate need of it. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I pray you were blessed with this message. I pray that the Lord will continue to reveal himself to you through scripture. Amen. And never forget that you are victorious in Christ. Amen. That we are more than overcomers. That we are triumphant in Christ Jesus. Not because of what we've done, because of who we are in Christ, his sons and daughters. Amen. 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 Be blessed, church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Record.